Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Angie and Ash with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, the University of Queensland ranked in the top 50 universities globally. In the most recent QS World University Rankings, UQ was awarded 40th place, rising 2 places from 42nd last year, overtaking Columbia University in the rankings. This ranking was awarded based on 5 key areas: research, learning, global engagement, employability, and sustainability. Vice Chancellor Deborah Terry said, quote, "We are pleased to see UQ recognised among the world's top universities, but more importantly, we remain focused on our core mission to prepare students, deliver research, and serve our community."
Gilmour Space Technologies is planning its first hypersonic rocket launch to take place in Bowen, Queensland. James Gilmour, the company's co-founder, stated, quote, "It's got fins and it doesn't have a payload, so aesthetically it will look very different." The company will use this hypersonic flight service to allow defense agencies to test equipment at 7 times the speed of sound. They expect to launch the suborbital rocket by August, awaiting government approvals.
In national news, chaos brews over Anthony Albanese's agreement with the Greens to force a dodgy deal budget among property investors. The Prime Minister has enforced a prevention of a loan loophole called limited resource borrowing arrangements that allowed their self-managed super funds to borrow money and invest in residential properties. Albanese defended the move, which he was quoted to say will affect less than 1% of property borrowing and free up housing stock. The deal has been hailed by some as securing the package of capital gains tax and negative gearing reforms as a win for younger voters looking to buy their first home. In contrast, property investors such as Sam Gordon was quoted to say the package was un-Australian and dodgy in essence.
In Tasmania, 500 million litres of improperly treated sewage water was found to be released into waterways within 1 year. The waterways have been described as some of Tasmania's most famous swimming areas, sparking safety concerns. Lucy Tremaine, Environment Tasmania's freshwater campaigner, stated, quote, "The amount of the volume of sewage that has been going through this process is unacceptable," and that, quote, "This is a crisis across the state, both for human health and aquatic health. The proposed plan to upgrade the water infrastructure will cost an estimated $1.2 billion.
In international news, Kenya's Health Minister Adan Duale told a court he had ordered preparations for a US-run Ebola quarantine facility to stop working due to many Kenyans strongly opposing the facility. Deadly protests have erupted since the complex's establishment in May for US citizen evacuations as well as medical aid. Rights groups contested the facility, saying it was developed secretly without consultation. Duale apologised in court, adding, quote, "The immediate and complete cessation of any intended construction will take place until further orders." However, Duane also defended the US quarantine facility, saying that fears Ebola would spread beyond it were, quote, "scientifically unfounded."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is not yet rated and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your 8am Zedlines. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.